Hello?
Hi, is this Delaney?
Hi, yes, it
Oh my gosh, Delaney, it's Carmen Cruz calling from Seafox in Vancouver. How are you?
is. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Never mind me. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I do have a bit of a concussion, but it's getting better.
Oh my gosh, you're not feeling foggy or anything, are you?
No, not anymore.
Okay, that's good. Oh my gosh. You must be really overwhelmed because you are literally all over the internet, all over the world. People are talking about you. You won just little Delaney, 19-year-old Delaney from Nanaimo, won the Cooper's Hill Cheese Rolling Competition. Were you planning on being a part of this, or did it just kind of happen?
No, so I was planning on watching it for quite a while, but once we got there, my friend and I thought, why don't we do it? So it was very last minute. The day before the race, we walked up the hill just to take a look, and that's when we decided, okay, yeah, we're gonna do this tomorrow.
Like, how steep is it?
I don't know the exact angle, but at the top of the hill, if you take just a few steps back, you can't even see the hill at all.
Oh my God.
It is so steep.
So, how many people were there?
In the races, there was always a max of 25 people. So I think there were 23 in my race, but there were probably hundreds of thousands of people there. There were a few different men's races, only one women's race, and then there were a few children's races where they run up the hill.
Okay, so you did the women's race.
Yes, I did.
From what I'm reading here, like I'm reading USA Today, by the way. Contestant Delaney Irving from Nanaimo, British Columbia, won the women's race after briefly being knocked unconscious. Quote, Irving said, "I just remember hitting my head and now I have cheese."
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
Really? So you tumbled down and then just everything went black?
Yeah, so I was tumbling down most of the way, and then when I was near the end of the race, I got back on my feet but quickly fell right on my head. So that's the video that's kind of been going viral. I just bounced on the ground. So I passed the finish line unconscious.
Well, how was your friend? Because you did it with a friend, right?
She's good. She hurt her ankle a bit, but she's doing good. She said she was very happy to pass the finish line, but then she saw me on the ground and just ran over to me.
Were you clutching the cheese? Because that would have been really like a picture perfect
I
finale.
didn't have the cheese when I passed the finish line, but when I woke up from being unconscious, someone had put it on my lap. So I had it.
The most important question I think everybody wants to know is what's happening with the cheese? Did you get it back? How big is it? What kind is it? What are your plans for it?
Yeah, so I successfully got it home. It is 7 pounds of cheese. It's double Gloucester cheese, which I've never tried before, but I'm excited to try it. And I think I'll just have some friends over soon and we'll just try the cheese.
Grilled cheese sandwiches for everybody?
Exactly, for months. It's gonna last us a while.
One more quick question, because I think it was your dad who texted me.
I think so.
Yeah, so I got a totally random text saying, "Hey, so I guess my daughter just won the Cooper's Hill Cheese Rolling and Wake race, where you chase the wheel of cheese down a steep hill to basically win the wheel of cheese." I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I'll put you in contact with her." So how are your parents doing? Because this must have freaked them out beyond belief.
Yes. So I hadn't told them that I would be running. They just knew I was going to watch the race. So after the race, I FaceTimed them. I woke them up with this call. It was like 5 a.m. for them. I said, "Hey, so I actually ran in it and I won," and they could not believe it.
Oh my God. Oh, there it is. There's a picture of you holding up the cheese triumphantly. Oh, fantastic. Okay, any tips for any future cheese rolling champions? I don't even know what you would call yourself, but you are an elite athlete now. You're part of a very like elite group of people. So what kind of tips do you
Yeah,
have?
I guess I'd just say wear proper running shoes. I was not. And even if you want to win, don't go crazy. Like, you can take it as slow as you want because it is super dangerous.
So would you say number one tip, ragdoll it? Just like, just go limp and just see what destiny guides you down the hill?
I mean, hey, that works for me, so I guess so.
Oh my gosh, Delaney, I'm not going to take any more of your time, but thank you so much for chatting with us. I just, when I saw this and when I got your dad's text, I'm like, I need to talk to this girl because she is A, the coolest human being I've ever known, and B, now in possession of one of the most beautiful things I've ever known, 7 pounds of cheese. Good Lord.
Oh my God.
Enjoy eating that.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Delaney Irving from Nanaimo, the official Cooper's Hill cheese rolling and wake champion in the women's category. She is the queen of cheese. I'll bow down to her greatness.